she set a young hen over at her neighbor's house and hatched another one, so they've got two little ones over there. I don't know how they get along with them.
Now, when something's cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you might say to somebody, just...
Don't that smell good?
Okay, just smell, what did you say?
Smells good.
Yeah, just smell, what of that? Just, smell of that? What would your wife make that would smell good?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, she made lots of things smell good, but I just will say coffee.
Cajuns say coffee isn't any good unless you can stick your spoon up in it.
Well, I like it strong, but not that way. You could never make none that strong, huh?
Yeah. Now, talking about syrup, you said you made maple syrup?
No, I made cane syrup.
Cane syrup?
Cane. Did you ever see any sugar cane?
Yeah.
Well, that's what made syrup out of it.
Look at that bird, will you? He is a beauty. That bird is beauty.
I just wish he'd spread his tail for you, but he's going to quit that now. He'll hide when he sheds that tail and gets you on whatever he...
When he spreads that tail?
When he sheds it.
Yeah.
When it comes out, it's going to come out. It started now. See that fella you picked up in there?
Yeah.
It come out this day.
How long do they have
them? Well, about half the time of the year.
What's it like when he spreads that tail?
Oh, it's just as pretty as it can be. Them spots, everyone's right in place.
I bet it's real beautiful.
It is. It's real beautiful. I tell you what. I raised spies here one year, and they come a fella here from Winfield, and he wanted them so bad, and he finally got me to say I'd take $30 a piece for them, and he bought all five of them, $30 a piece, carrying no Winfield, $150. But I raised that, and I raised this hen here. But I bought the first one that I got from an old fella up here on Sabine River when there was a building that Toledo Bend Lake. I was up there one day, and I went by that old man's house, and I heard that old peacock a-hollering, and I thought it was somebody in trouble, distress. And I stopped to see about what the racket was. And I got to talking to the old man, and I asked him if he'd sell that peacock. Yeah, I said. How much more for it? $10. I said, catch him. Well, he couldn't catch him, but he told me he'd let me know when he caught it. He'd catch him and let me know. And he did. In about a week or 10 days, he had him shut up for me, and I went and got him. Well, then I just had a rooster, and I didn't have no hen. And Jim Cooley down here at Simpson had several down there. And I went down to Jim's and got me a hen. I gave him 12 and a half for the hen and $10 for the rooster from that man up there.
Yeah.
That's how I got them.
Now, you're talking about cane syrup.
Yeah.
If something's not imitation syrup, it's what?
Well, it'd be pure syrup if it wasn't imitation.
Genuine
syrup.
Okay.
Now, you know the way we made syrup, we planted that cane and raised the cane and drowned it.